And now back to David Bryan, starring as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
A man named Butler had played the horses until he was over his head and couldn't pay off. That made him a welcher. So the bookies canceled his marker with a vicious beating. Standard operating procedure. As a lesson to other bettors. Only this time the welcher died. It was murder now, and my staff and I were at work full time trying to trace down the bookie killer, who seemed to have discovered a way to change his phone every time he changed his shirt.
Hello? Oh, yeah, Ben, you just made it. Post time's at 10 minutes. Snapdragon, a third at Jamaica, 100 across. What else? Gray Star.
I wish I'd never gotten into this.
50 and 50.
Mr. Scott, please take your money and go somewhere else.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Davis. We're not ready to move just yet. You simply have to put up with his telephone tenants for a few more days.
But I can't. Someone will find out. They're bound to find out.
Why?
Well, they just are.
Nonsense. The line's private. We checked that.
But the police.
The police are knuckleheads.
$500 in the schnozzle.
Here.
You got it.
Have some more coffee, Mrs. Davis. You seem a little on edge.
On edge? Oh, that's very funny. Why should I be on edge?
Easy.
Yesterday, I was an ordinary housewife, worried about the bills and what I was going to have for supper.
Look, you...
Now bookmakers are using my phone. And if Harry finds out, I'll lose him. If the police find out, I'll go to jail. On edge, mister. I'm ready to go out of my...
All right. That's enough.
Hey, if she ain't going to drink that coffee, hand it to me, will you, Scott?
Yeah.
No, thanks. Hello. Yeah, Mr. Curry, sure. 7th at Bay Meadows. Medallion. 2 to win. Uh-huh. Well, hold on. Hey, Scott. Curtis wants $2,000 on medallion.
Covered.
You got it, Mr. Curtis.
Please. I can't stand
this. Sure you can. Dial, what's the price on the den?
3.5 in the morning line.
Don't you have any feelings at all?
Look, you better get the latest, huh?
All right.
I say, what can I do to make you understand?
Hey, nothing, Dial. Mrs. Davis.
Hey, what's the line of Medina Bay Meadows? Huh? Oh, thanks. Up to 5, Scott.
Are we loaded on him?
Carrying over $8,000.
Mr. Scott, for the last time...
Dial, hand me your knucks.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
You know what these are, Mrs. Davis?
They're brass knuckles.
That's right. And Dial's pretty good with them. It would take him roughly 30 seconds to change that nice face into a nightmare that even your husband couldn't stand to look at.
No. You wouldn't.
Not if you play ball and stop all this weeping. Now, just keep in mind, Mrs. Davis, that you rented us the phone of your own free will.
Oh, but I...
Save it. You're in this deal right up to that lump in your throat. So be smart and stay pretty. Dial...
Huh?
You better call Fisher and lay off that last $2,000 on the medallion.
Will do.
Oh, hey, Archie.
What is it, Harrington?
Report on that number you got from Joey Quick. Looks like he sold you a pony.
Why?
Belongs to a Mr. and Mrs. Yates. Nice average couple, no record, no sign of money. In fact, they're behind on their bills.
Yates worked?
18 years for the same company. Perfect record. Chief, if those two are bookies, I'm Fred Astaire.
Not with those feet.
Well, Joey made a mistake just the same.
I don't think so. Take a look at this teletype.
What is it?
Answer from Washington. I sent what facts we have to the FBI for an MO check.
Yeah, you did that before.
This time there was one new item to the bookies' modus operandi. The use of brass knuckles on Butler.
Hey, this sounds good. Richard Scott, alias Bob Lane, convicted of bookmaking, New Orleans, 1943, Baltimore, 1949. Wow, what a record. Works with Luther Dial, long record of bookmaking and assault charges. Known to favor the use of brass knuckles.
Read below. Here.
Yeah. Scott indicted and released Cleveland, 1953. Suspect known to have operated from residential telephones, but owners refused to testify. Authorities believe witnesses to have been bored or coerced into silence. Full description and records following.
Still think Joey was wrong?
Uh-uh. But the Yates won't talk, so we're not helped much.
Well, at least we have someone to look for. I'll call Padway at homicide about this Luther Dial.
Yeah.
That knuckle boy figures to be the one who waked over Butler.
It certainly fits. Padway can get out an APB on both Scott and Dial.
Yeah? They won't be easy to find.
Probably not.
I know, Mr. Quick, but he's out of the office. Mr. Garrett, for you.
Thanks. Yes, Joey? What? Are you sure? Yes. Yes? How much? All right, stay there. I'll send it over. Miss Miller may got a voucher to Harrington for $500.
$500? To me?
Joey's made contact with a bookie's runner, a Teddy Hauser. If Joey can put up enough betting money, he thinks he can get the bookie's new number.
You want me to take Joey the $500?
Yes, but tell him. I wouldn't want Joey to be tempted. This could be our break.
What's the matter with you, Jean? You've been acting jittery the last 2 days.
I'm sorry, dear. It's nothing, Harry. Finish your breakfast.
You worried about something?
No. Everything's all right. You'll be late for work.
Oh, honey, look, maybe I was a little tough about that shopping trip the other day. If you really need some new clothes, it's okay. You know that.
Oh, Harry.
Hey,
Harry.
What is this? Honey, tell me what's wrong.
Darling, I didn't mean to do anything bad. Only those two men came in right after we fought.
Huh?
I was mad. $200 was so much money just for using our phone.
Wait a minute. I'm lost. What two men?
I'm one of them, Jack.
Huh?
It's a good thing I got here so early, huh, Mrs.
Who are you? How did you get in here? What do you want?
My. You're so full of questions, ain't
Jean,
you?
Jean, do you know this man?
He's a bookmaker, Harry. He and another man, they gave me money to use our phone. I tried to give it back when I found out, but they said I was a partner and they threatened me.
Well, they did, huh? Well, we'll see what the police have to say about that. Get out of my way.
What? I'll let you disturb the DA at this hour?
I said get out of...
Harry!
You know, he says too much. Now, me, I'm quiet. No matter what Scott says, I wouldn't hurt you, honey.
You dirty butcher. If Harry dies, I'll...
Dies? Oh, honey, I just put him to sleep. He'll be mean as ever in an hour.
I'm going to get the police. I don't care what happens to me. I'll see
You'll
that you...
You'll see to nothing. Unless you want him to die. Now, why don't you put a cold towel on his head or something while I get to work, huh? Morning, Teddy. Dial. All set. Same number. Who? Joey Quick? Oh, yeah, the dip. 500, huh? Yeah, well, that's the kind of bets we like, but Scott's not here yet. No. Don't brush him off. Give him the number. Devil waiting for Scott.
Mr. Dial, when Harry comes to, what are you going to do with us?
Well, now, that's a good question. And I imagine when Scott gets here, he'll probably have a good answer.
Chief, everything went perfect. Joey bet the 500 on Peacemaker in the second at Jamaica.
Never mind that. What's the number?
Mansfield 29538.
Miss Miller, call the phone company. Get the address.
Okay.
Use the other phone, Harrington. Call Homicide and tell Padway to meet us in front with a squad car.
Right.
Oh, and tell him to round up that Teddy Hauser with our $500.
Yeah, I sure will. Yeah, it was a lousy bet. Peacemaker's a dog.
Hey, Scott, will you light someplace? You give me the heebie-jeebies.
I ought to give you more than that. Of course, the morning paper says that Butler died.
So?
So we're tied up to a murder rap, thanks to your leaving that marker on him. And now this mess.
Look, be glad I got here in time. Davis was on his way to the cops.
Please, leave us alone. We won't tell anyone.
Shut up, you! Now we got to get out of here.
Huh?
We're moving. There's been too many mistakes made. We'll head to the coast.
Okay, I'll call Teddy. Yeah, it's funny. You don't answer.
What? No answer. You sure you got the right number?
Well, of course.
It may be later than we think. We're blowing town right now.
What about these two?
They go along. We'll take care of them outside town and dump them.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't. Harry's hurt.
Come on your feet. Come on, buddy. You're not out. Come on. Oh. Yeah, you help him walk.
I won't. He needs a doctor. A gun?
Yeah. Now you walk or I'll use it right here. All right. Right up to the car and no foolishness. Inside. I'll sit back with them, Dial. You drive.
Right. We ought to be out of this pretty soon.
That's a squad car. Get going.
We're not going to make it. They got us boxed. Run outside. Run for it.
Come back. Stop him, Harrington.
Yes, sir.
A nice shot. He's through running on that leg. There's your killer, Padway. Wrap him up. Come on, Harrington. Let's see about the others.
Well, looks like Scott was knocked out in the crash.
Are you Mr. and Mrs. Davis?
Yes, sir. We're okay.
Harry did it. He did it just as he was going to shoot at you.
Did what, Mrs. Davis?
Knocked that man out.
It wasn't anything. He wasn't even looking. Anyway, it's all over. We're safe now.
It was all my fault. But I suppose being sorry is enough, is it?
No, I'm afraid not. But it helps. I don't think the judge will be too hard on you. I've got an idea that he'll feel you've had quite a lesson about renting your phone to strangers. This is David Bryan. I hope you enjoy this case from the files of Mr. District Attorney. I'll be back in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
Now, here is the star of Mr. District Attorney, David Bryan, with a word about the program you have just heard.
Perhaps you've read about it in your newspapers. The men we call Scott and Dial were tried and convicted of second-degree murder and 4 counts of bookmaking. They're now serving 20 years to life in the state penitentiary. Mrs. Davis was released with a warning. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord.